We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
If you've ever been ghosted, you understand the heartbreak that goes into it. You have a great date, and then thinking that you're going to be able to go out again with that person, they're nowhere to be found. Vanished. Why? You need closure. We're here to help. Sarah and Alex, say hi to Lydia.
Lydia, what's up?
Hi.
Lydia, tell us about your date with Justin and what happened.
Yeah, so I met him online, and he was, you know, super cute. And we talked a little bit, and we seemed like we had a lot in common. He seemed like a really sweet guy, so we finally decided to actually meet up and eat outside somewhere. So yeah, our dinner was great. I really liked him. I actually thought about actually kissing him on the first day, which I never do. And the only reason I didn't is because of COVID, and I just, you know, wanted to be kind of safe. But but yeah, and then, you know, I texted him. I heard from him once or twice after that, and then nothing. So I haven't heard from him all week, and it just seems really weird. Like, it went really well, and I liked him, so just want to know where he went.
You know, granted, you don't know how he felt, but if you were at the point where you wanted to kiss him, then obviously there was some chemistry there.
Yeah, that's kind of how I felt. Yeah, so I want to know what happened, you know. Like, obviously, I guess he's not interested, but I just don't know why.
But then again, you know, after being cooped up, you pretty much kiss anything at this point, right?
Yeah, pretty much.
Let's give him a call, okay? See what he has to say for himself.
Hello?
Hey, Justin, I hope we didn't wake you up. It's Booker, Alex, and Sarah. You're on the radio.
What?
Good morning. We're calling you for our segment called Waiting by the Phone, and we have Lydia on the line, too. She was just telling us about a date that she had with you where she said things went great, and she was really thinking that you're pretty cool, and then afterwards you just kind of trailed off. So we're like, let's call him and see what's up. You mind sharing with us what happened?
This is kind of, I suck for this, and I realize that it was, before we went on the date, I did kind of like a really deep dive on her on social media, and like I checked out her Facebook, and like, you know, all of her other stuff, and I realized that she's not a drinker. The problem with that is I drink a lot. And, like, not, you know, blackout drunk or anything like that, but I drink pretty much every day.
Socially, so, yeah, I gotcha.
We already set up a date at that point, and, you know, I didn't want to, I think she's cute. We really got along, and I didn't want to cancel it. We were going to get lunch, and I didn't think it was really going to matter, but, you know, within like, 10 minutes of meeting her, I was like, oh, dude, this is going to be an issue. It's going to be an issue. I know it. So the waiter came to take our orders, and I just ordered a tea. And, you know, she seemed surprised, and she's like, why don't you get something like, you know, cool to drink, like a margarita or something? And I was just like, and I don't know why, for some reason, I just said I don't drink.
Oh, you're already lying like 5 minutes into your date.
I don't know why. I haven't been around people. I don't know. I wanted to impress her, and I just said I didn't drink. And then I don't know why I said it. And then I can't go back and be like, oh, I was lying now, you know?
So I look an idiot. Lydia?
Okay. So,
hey, Lydia, I'm really sorry. I know that was stupid.
Well, I mean, it was stupid. You could have just told the truth and been like, just said what you just said, but...
Well, I mean, you never did that. You never, like, somebody asked you something, and you just immediately say something, and you're like, oh, why did I just...
Yeah, totally.
So, Lydia, let's clear up a few things. Is it true that you do not drink?
Yeah, I do not drink.
Okay. And how would you feel dating somebody that did drink?
Like, a lot.
I mean, I don't think it would be an issue, but, you know, somebody lying and ghosting me, that's kind of an issue.
Okay.
Well, I mean, you're getting the truth now. I mean, it's inadvertent, but...
Do you feel better that you've been honest, Justin?
Huh?
Hello. Do you feel better now that you've come clean about the whole deal?
I wasn't hiding anything at all, and really, it was just...
You just blurted out something
stupid.
I get it. I do it every day.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. Man.
I mean, we got along really well. I mean...
Lydia, you told us that you almost kissed him after the date, so clearly...
Mm. You fell for him.
You liked him. He said something stupid... Whatever.
But, I mean, it's not about him saying something stupid. It's about him, like, kind of not having the courage to be like, hey, this is what happened, and instead just disappearing. I don't know. Mm. The magic might be gone for me, guys.
I know it.
So you're saying you're not interested in going out again?
I don't know. I don't think so. I'm not loving this excuse.
Justin?
I mean...
It's 5 o'clock somewhere.